Okay guys, this is Paul Proteus. Listen, I'm sorry the videos didn't come through in the way that I wanted to. Basically, both of the hotels that I've stayed at have a firewall that prevents me from uploading YouTube videos. So basically, the videos would get up to a certain point and then they would stall. So what I've had to do, I'm in Shinjuku. You guys have probably already seen a couple of the videos that I've posted. I'm actually in Shinjuku let's call it a DVD parlor. And so it's basically a place where you can go in and you can rent DVDs and you get a little room. So the room itself is probably just barely big enough to fit a king size bed. So it's got a TV, it's got a computer, it's got a DVD player. You rent it for 1,000 yen an hour, and they give you 6 DVDs. So I know you're kind of like, well, you can't watch 6 DVDs in an hour. Well, the place also rents adult DVDs. So if you can figure out how to deal with it in an hour and rip through 6 DVDs, then you can knock yourself out. So basically, a lot of guys are coming here to rub one out. I'm coming here to steal Wi-Fi. Well, not steal Wi-Fi, I've paid for it. Because as I said, my hotel was preventing me from uploading DVDs. Japan overall, it's been a good trip. There's been a couple of missteps on my part, but that's to be expected whenever you travel. Interestingly, when I was flying here, there was a couple beside me. I was in the window seat. There was a woman in the aisle seat, and then there was a man sitting beside her. And so I just glanced at what she was writing on her window surface, yada, yada. And it was something, something, feminism, something, something, social justice, yada, yada, yada. And I actually jotted down exactly what she was reading or writing for. I actually went to the website, and this was after, of course, I got off the plane. And it was a bunch of bullshit. And typically when I fly, I don't like to say shit to the people that are around me. I figure, well, just leave them alone. Leave them be. And I'm really, really glad that I didn't say anything to this couple. You know, because to be honest with you, it's one thing to be arguing with people on a plane. And it's something else entirely to be arguing with people in the comfort of your own home in front of a computer. And I just thought, you know what? I'm going to shut up because I don't want some kind of situation where it's the industry of the offended and she gets all offended because you know me, you know I'm going to say something. And so I thought, well, let me just be quiet. So anyway, I was watching a movie. I was watching The Phantom Menace, and I thought, you know what, I want to watch this at home on my big TV, not this little screen in the seat rest. And so I was looking for what else to watch, and they had Straight Outta Compton, N.W.A.'s movie on the pay-per-view, I guess. And so I honestly thought to myself, well, geez, what if this woman gets offended? And then I thought, why should I even care? So I started watching Straight Outta Compton, and I suppose I was in a bit of a dickish mood, you might say. And so there's a scene in the movie where they're in a hotel room, and it's just tits and ass all over the place and everything like that. And I thought, oh, Jesus Christ, this woman might actually freak out. And then I thought, no, they put the movie on the plane so people could watch the movie. and there's no kids around, so that's not an issue. And so, like I said, since I was in a bit of a dickish mood, what did I do? Well, I put the subtitles on, knowing full well that because of the ideology that she probably held, she couldn't actually say anything. Because the subtitles are on, and she didn't know if I had a hearing disability. I don't. So she couldn't say anything on that basis. I don't know how many times she saw a whole bunch of words that she didn't like on the TV, but she couldn't argue with the fact that it was on the plane. And this is where ideology will jam people up. It's like, okay, you're part of this social justice cabal, whatever. Now you really can't say anything about me watching the movie, because what the fuck are you going to say about a black guy watching a movie about NWA on an airplane? You can't say nothing because you're afraid of being racist. So I had a little chuckle over that and watched the movie. And again, it's one of those things where I'll probably watch it when I get home. In terms of Japan, I was in Kyoto for a few days. Kyoto is chill. Kyoto is laid back. It's so many perfect people. It's ridiculous. And then now in Tokyo, it's just this ball of activity. It's actually overwhelming. It really, really is. So that's all I've got. I'm probably going to have to report more when I get back to Canada in a few days, because like I said, the Wi-Fi situation in my hotel room is jacked up. My data rate's already going to be through the roof. I'm going to owe them probably about $300 for my data, just for doing a whole lot of nothing on my cell phone. But if you guys can hold off, I'll have some more with you for you when I get back. This is Paul Proteus. We are in Shinjuku, Tokyo, baby.